Hi, I'm Heather Hopkins, social media's go-to dating gal. If you want to learn how to make the most of your single life, leave that toxic relationship, or you just want to hear some great non-sugar-coated dating advice, this is the podcast for you. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. We are back for another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins, and we have Victoria Baldacera in the studio. Hey. She is an international actress and dancer. She was on a Canadian show, and it's in the UK, right?
Yes, yeah.
And she went 7 seasons. That's a lot of seasons.
Yeah, the next step. It's, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Are you just exhausted still?
it's so weird because I feel like it's all gone by so quick. 7 years of my life, just like this. I started the show when I was 14. I'm not 21. So it's like, I don't know where time has gone.
And so you haven't changed at all. Like, you look the exact same. 14 to 21?
You know what's so weird is that I just had this conversation today because I was just at a meeting and they're like, wait, your face looks the exact same. The only thing that's changed is like your body, because I've obviously become a woman. And I'm like, yeah, I know my face hasn't really changed because I've kept the same hair color. Like, not that much has changed, but yeah, it's just my maturity level too.
Love it. Yeah, that's important. That would be bad if it
did. Yeah, not 14.
But so you're originally from Toronto. You moved to LA when you were 19, yes. So a little baby.
Yes.
So that was only 2 years ago, you youngster.
Yeah, I know.
Well, actually, wait, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21, okay, yes. I'm 23.
Yeah. It's fine. We're both babies, but it's okay.
And you are in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Sorry, listeners.
Yes.
But she is beautiful as can be. She's radiating sunshine.
Thank you.
The studio right now. I had met you a while ago, but I was in the dark, and now I'm like, oh my God.
Like St. Patrick's Day, there was some drinks involved, so it's probably a better time.
So let's do our hot topic breakdown. We are going to talk about dating a partner who is older than you. How old is too old? How does age make a difference in a relationship? Does it matter? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the pros and cons of keeping your dating life private from your friends and family. We're going to talk about dating artists. Yes. Oh God.
I know.
We're going to talk about how to still be yourself in a relationship, the importance of a man with good style, and how to be Instagram official.
Yes. I love
it. So before we get into those things, mm-hmm. Let's do my little segment called That's My Jam.
Okay.
So what is the latest thing that you've been obsessed with?
Honestly, it's crazy because I listen to all kinds of music, right? So I know the jam could be anything, but the first thing that comes into my head is music. So since dating my boyfriend, we've been together for almost a year. He's like super into rock and roll music. Like, it's so strange because I feel like not a lot of people nowadays are into rock and roll.
No. But like the kind that's not, it's not like screamo though, right?
No.
It's like.
Not at all. Like, so obviously you know Led Zeppelin, right?
Okay.
So there's this new band called Greta Von Fleet. And honestly,
they're
amazing. So like, I don't know what it is. Even this morning, it's just like a pump up jam for me. And like, I'm learning so much more about the history of music while listening to that music. Cause I listen to all kinds of music, especially being a dancer too. But they're my latest kind of like obsession.
But you were not into rock before him?
No, not at all.
Isn't that interesting?
It's interesting.
I dated a person who loved country and I was like, oh God. Yeah. You would have to just, you know, put me in the grave for me to like that. And then all of a sudden he would trap me in the car and force me to listen to him. Like, he's like, do you like it? I'm like, a little bit.
Yeah. No, seriously, that's even James too, my boyfriend. He loves country music. He's like from Texas. And I'm like, I don't like that country music that's like little bit shake and frat. That kind of country? Absolutely not. However, Dan and Shay, great duo band.
Yeah, I used to laugh. I'd be like, why would I ever want to listen to something that's like, take my girl.
Yes.
I'm like, who wants that?
No one.
Yeah.
Except a huge population does. So we're just.
But now I do.
Yeah. So. Yes. So this is like my latest obsession is like learning about rock and roll and like the history of it. Cause it's totally shaped LA too, you know? So there's so much behind it that I've learned about just, you know, it's just crazy. So
love it.
It's kind of my latest like obsession.
I love your jam.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about dating a partner who is older than you.
Yeah.
And we talked and this was kind of something that you found as like maybe a pattern for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's just clarify. You're not talking about like sugar daddy age.
No. I'm not talking about like that kind of age.
Well, you know, people automatically go to that. So I'm just making sure it'll just calm their kahunas.
Yes.
What is a kahuna?
Kahuna.
I say a lot of things like phrases that I just hear, but
like,
I don't
call your kahuna. I love it. That's great.
Everyone just calm your kahunas. So how old are we talking?
Okay, so my boyfriend is 10 years older than me.
That's respect.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's interesting because, like before meeting my boyfriend, I've always dated someone who's like, or been interested in someone who's at least like 4 years older than me. I've never been interested in someone who's like my age, mainly because, anyone who really knows me, they know that like I grew up super fast. I was thrown into the film industry. Even being in dance, it makes you very open to everyone of all ages. And just, I don't know, I just had a different mentality, and I've always been like very, not to like toot my own horn, but like very mature for my age, you know? So I was always attracted to people who are, you know, have their stuff together and, you know, have their own money and like just have a life of their own and have been through things in their life. So I actually met my boyfriend on a music video shoot, and it was so funny because the first thing he asked me was, where do you live? And I was like, I live in North Hollywood. He's like, yeah, me too. And he was like, oh, what bars do you like going to there? And I was like, like start sweating. I'm like, well, I've been to like a couple, you know,
I love bars.
Yeah. I was like, well, I've been to a couple there because also like in Canada, drinking age is 19. So I've been going out there for a long time, but obviously moving here, I was like still not 21. So I still wasn't legal. And I was just like, he's like, okay, wait, how old are you? And I was like, I'm turning 21. He's like, okay, well, we're a solid 10 years apart. However, like I think that our age difference, we meet in the middle because I feel 25 and he feels 25 too. You know, like it's interesting because he also went through a really traumatic experience where he kind of, he was sick for a little bit, not to give away too much about his life, but he was sick for a little bit. So when he was recovering, he was like, I feel like I lost those years of like, you know, really being myself. And like, I kind of still feel like I'm 26 years old. And I'm like, yeah, well, I feel
older
like, too.
You make me young again, honey.
Yeah, no. And you know what? He's like so young. Like, I think automatically people are like, oh, like, what's that like dating someone who's older? And I'm like, well, we meet in the middle. I'm, you know, I have my immature ways, and he has his very mature ways. And I think we kind of ground each other, and we have a good middle ground.
My parents are almost 20 years apart. Oh, so, really? And I, the same thing where like, you probably would never know that they were that far apart. But my dad is the young, like he's like a kid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a very wise, accomplished person,
yes.
But he's like, he's so young at heart. He's like, you know, he's almost 70 and he'll like freaking take a BMX bike and jump it off a hill. Like
there
he is crazy.
See, it's and all then about
my
mentality.
Mom, and my mom is like this, you know, sweet Southern, like very kind, more tame, more calm, like all about keeping the peace.
Yeah.
So them together, it works amazing. So I feel like it's probably the same type of thing where like you kind of get the good parts of
I think there's elements that like work in a situation like that, and it's not for everyone for sure, like I think some people are good with, you know, just like being with someone who's their age because they can relate more, but I think we're totally relatable, and I love his friends and he loves mine, you know, like we find a middle ground for sure.
Now is this the oldest you've dated? Were you a little bit like, oh, at first, or was it kind of like
I think at first I was like, oh, okay, like is this really gonna affect like what people think of me? Automatically, that's what you think. You're like, oh crap. But honestly, I thought about that for like 5 minutes, and my mom was actually in town when I met James, and so I was honest with her. I was like, yeah, like I feel like I had a really good like chemistry, or had really good chemistry today with the other lead of the music video. She's like, cool, like show me a picture. And she's like, he's so cute, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I know. And then he asked me to go out on a date to this Emmys party because he works on a
an LA first date.
And I was like, you know, casual. And so my mom was like, oh yeah, for sure. Like if you need me to like drop you off, I'll drop you off wherever you need to go. And then I told James, I was like, yeah, my mom's in town. So like, I'll just let her know that like, I'm going out with you tonight. And he was like, oh, okay, well, can I meet your mom? Cause I feel like it's not formal enough.
Oh my God.
You know, cause like your mom's in town. Like that's so not okay if I'm taking you on a date. So he literally met my mom, and it was the sweetest thing. Yeah. It was the sweetest
thing.
But that's
what you get with age, is that they know better.
Yeah. And he's also from Texas. So like, he has such a Southern mentality, you know, like, and I was like, wow. And my mom really was like, I have a lot of respect for this man, you know? So I think she understands. And like, that was, those are the most important people in my life, my parents, my family. So as long as they were cool with like who I was seeing, and you know, cause it's like my first like serious relationship, then everything else I didn't care about. Like, I don't care about what anyone thinks, you know?
Yeah. Do you get any like, what is it called? Smack for it?
You know, not really. I don't even know if anyone knows like how old I am or how old he is.
Now
they
do.
Yeah, they do now. I'm like, okay, great.
Hey, lay it out there. It's fine. That brings up a good point though. Like, does age Do you think it matters? Cause I don't think it matters. Just because my parents, like, doesn't matter to me.
I don't think so. I think,
you know, about the soul. Like, I'm an old soul. Like, exactly. I feel the same way, right? And I usually connect with people who are much older than me just because they've...
Me too.
I'm just more... I just have an old soul.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine.
Yeah. I think it doesn't matter, though. I think whoever you're going to end up with, you're going to end up with for a reason.
Exactly. So speaking of age, I have this little segment where I make people talk in old lady voices.
Oh, okay.
And I want you to put on your old lady voice and I want you to age yourself like 60 years, 70 years, whatever, however long the lifespan is nowadays, and give listeners some old lady wisdom that you'd wish you heard years ago.
Well, you know,
a cute old lady voice.
Thank you. Well, you know, I would just say for you to stick to your guns, Victoria and Heather, for you to be so serious and determined and to never give up on your dream. Okay, sweetheart? Okay.
Oh.
Just stick to it. Don't ever give up, because when you do, there's no plan B.
Oh, I love that. And I believe that, too.
That is so true. I think so. Like my parents always say, like, there is really no plan B. You got to just stick with plan A.
And oh, yeah. I don't do plan Bs.
No, no.
I'm like, no, plan A only. Yes. And if it goes to ish.
Yes.
Or whatever word you want to use.
No, that's fine.
then you pick yourself back up and you figure it out.
Yeah.
God's gotcha.
That was really tricky. Thanks a lot. No, I'm kidding.
My voice is going to be like, wow.
Wow, you know.
Okay, let's talk about, you know, I think this is something that can apply to all ages.
Yes.
Because let's talk about the pros and cons of keeping your dating life private from your friends and family.
Yeah.
We talked and we both... I mean, you don't know that I did, but I have always kept my dating life very private and I keep it private for a couple of reasons, but I want to hear your reasons too.
Yeah.
So my reasons is because then everyone is all up in your business. Mm-hmm. They know everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is a chance for like gossip or some kind of relaying of what you said to someone else. That's not true.
Of course.
You know, or there's always the factor of, you know, things changing. Like, for example, it's LA. A lot of people here, you get here and you end up dating someone and then they, you think they're amazing and then they end up like, something happens.
Yeah, something
they
happens. Screw up. And then everyone knows.
Right. So I just was like, you know what? I am going to just keep that all private. Like,
Yeah, of course.
And then the other thing is like, let's say you are dating someone and something happens and then you go tell your friends and family. Then they all have an opinion and they're like, I can't.
Of course.
And then you, of course, end up back with them.
Yeah.
So that's why I have always kept my dating life private. But, you know, the cons of it is that then people, you know, they can't help you through those things.
Yeah, and they feel left out.
Right. Yeah. Or they feel like you're not telling them everything. Yeah. Like, what's your kind of take on that? Like, what's your pros and cons?
It's interesting because, like, even being here today and me talking about my relationship is even a big step for me because I think, like, I've always very much kept it private. Like, even social media and all that stuff, like, there's such a fine line. And like you said, like, I think I've always been scared to be like open and honest with the world about who I'm seeing or like what's going on in my life because there is that factor of like, well, what if it doesn't work out or what if like, you know, things change or whatever happens.
Yeah.
I think it is important to keep a degree of your relationship private. Like, you know, there's things that don't always need to be talked about. Like,
you need to take it to the internet every time you guys have a little.
If you have a little fight, I'm not going to delete all my pictures. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, or like, I'm not going to go. Yeah. And I'm not going to go call every single one of my friends. Yeah. I might call one friend and be like, hey, like, what's your advice on this? I'm not going to call up all my friends and be like, oh, this is such a problem. And I'm not going to talk smack about my partner.
Right.
If I really don't think it was that big of a deal. But yeah, like, I don't know. I think there's a fine line. I think there's enough that should be shared. And then there's too much that should be shared to everyone. I think there's things that you should keep private, whether that's your choice or not. I mean, it's totally up to you. But for me personally, I like to keep a degree of what I'm going through off of social media and like out of other people's lives that I don't trust as much, just because it is something that I would prefer to go through by myself or like privately, not necessarily by myself, but just privately.
Yeah. But that's okay too, you know? I feel like one of the things that my friends would tell me, they're like, well, we feel like we don't like know what's going on. I'm like, you know, some things you just don't like.
And you don't have to know.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, I think that's a, that's probably a harder thing for, you know, younger people where their friends are,
yeah,
you know, they don't necessarily like want to say everything, yeah, but they're like getting this pressure to like,
yeah,
tell me what's going on. Oh my God. Tell me. Oh yeah. My God. Like, I think it's just being like, okay, like just be strong. You know, you don't need to say, if you don't want to say that, mm-hmm, don't say it.
Yeah,
and it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and Victoria are telling you.
Yeah. You can keep degrees of your life private. You absolutely should. I think for your own health too. It's not, I don't think it's healthy for everyone to know everything about you, because then you feel the pressure of like, oh, what if this changes? What if that happened? You know, like, I've seen people overshare and then it kind of backfires, and you're like, okay, well, maybe you should have just kept that private. You know what I mean? Like,
it's interesting because there's a beauty to sharing, and there's also this beautiful thing going on social media too. I think that people are being a lot more real with things.
Yeah.
But then there's the point where it's like, are you doing it for like attention? Like, you know, I think it's just be genuine, and also know it's okay to have layers of your life that are personal to you, and you don't have to spray it all. That's a really great
spray it all.
spray it all out there. You don't have to do that.
Yeah,
you can, you know, just have your close knit of people, and that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about dating artists now. This is gonna be you know, a very LA conversation, but hopefully if you're not from here, like, this is pretty entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm gonna give you my little definition of dating artists, my history.
Okay Yeah, let me know. Let me know the lowdown.
Okay, so I think dating artists is very non-committal. Mm-hmm. It's oddly communicative. I feel I'm gonna give you some dating, I'll say the two words and I'll give you the definitions of them. These are like two dating words that are very like in pop culture right now.
Okay.
So we'll talk about what they mean.
Yes.
I think they're oddly communicative. There's a lot of love bombing.
Right.
It's highly emotional. It's very mysterious. Like, one day they're all the way in and then the next day they're all the way out.
Right.
It's like a big city of just breadcrumbs.
Right.
And then it's really confusing because social media adds a whole other layer to it, because, you know, there's a bunch of influencer, beautiful ladies commenting hottie and all the pics, and then you're like, wait, are we all dating the same person? Are you guys just supporting? What's going on here?
Yes. Yeah.
But that's like was my experience. And then, of course, though, I'm dating an artist, so that's the ironic.
Yeah, the irony of it all.
But my experience was always pretty negative until Patrick came along.
Yes,
but I'll talk about the two dating words I use, just because we can use them after we talk
cool
about
now?
It.
Okay.
So there's one this little portion of my show I sometimes give like dating jargon, so it's called keep me young, honey.
Keep me young, honey.
All right, so I'm gonna keep you guys young. Okay. So love bombing is the practice of overwhelming someone with signs of adoration and affection. Think like flattering comments, tokens of affection, love notes all around the house. Basically, you're just bombing someone with your love.
It's overwhelming.
Jeez. Next one is breadcrumbs, and I've talked about this on my show before. It is basically the act of leading someone on by contacting them intermittently, be that by the phone or social media, to keep them interested. So, like, this is the type of guy that you guys, like, you know, date, and then it kind of, like, fizzles out. You haven't heard from him, and then all of a sudden he starts, like, responding to your stories, and you're like, oh, like,
you're
what's
like,
going
where'd
on?
You go? Like, did you fall off the planet Earth?
What happened here? Happened?
Yeah, I've definitely been through that one before.
Oh, yeah. Both of those are very, I think love bombing is, like, this thing that, like, my experience with artists is they're very emotional, so they'll, like, bomb you,
right,
and then all of a sudden they'll just, like just ghost, and then they'll come back and bomb.
Yeah,
so that's my experience. But
I don't know if I really experienced the love bombing part. Wow, sounds so depressing.
I know, right?
But definitely the breadcrumbs situation. Oh, yeah. I've definitely like been in a situation with other men, like, where it's just like, oh hi, like, I'm still here, and then all of a sudden it's like you're not in their world, and then you post something, you know, cute and hot or whatever, and they're like, oh my gosh, I forgot. And I'm like, well, you forgot about me, so you can totally forget about me. Bye. Like, leave me alone. Easier said than done, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
when
totally.
There's like emotions totally. Involved. But
so let's talk about dating artists, though.
Like, okay, yes.
What's your experience? What's your definition?
You know what? I think I've always been attracted to people who are in the industry just because I can relate more.
Mm-hmm.
However, needless to say, like, I haven't always dated someone who is in the industry.
Is your boyfriend now an artist?
Yeah, he's an actor and art director. So he's been in LA for like 10 years. So he's been around so many artists his whole life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's what I love now about my relationship is that I learned so much about just acting, and we're such film geeks, and like everything we do is just about film and television. And like, I feel like it's given me such a different purpose, like being here, if that makes sense. Like, I just feel like I, because I've learned so much and us being together and him knowing so much more, it's like, I've learned so much from him.
There's the age.
But I've learned so much and I'm just like, wow, damn, like people like this really exist. You know, I feel blessed that I can date someone who's, we both have our times where we're like, okay, like, you know, we just need to be creative and like have our own moment away from each other. You know, that's just the way it goes though. And I think that's like a healthy thing. But yeah, in the past I've definitely been attracted to artists, but not always, like, you know, even people who are like in fashion or photography is an artist. So in that area, yeah.
So yours has been a positive experience. Do you think it's...
Don't touch the music people because they're a little weird.
That's what I've dated. Musicians. Oh, God. Yeah. But there's something about a guy who sings. I don't know. I don't know, y'all.
There really is.
Reel you right in and just spit you out.
I know. Terrible. No, thank you.
But so do you think there is something special to dating someone who has a common... obviously that's special, but do you think particularly it's good to date someone in the same career field as you?
Yes. I think it takes a very particular person. Like, I think... You have to be secure in yourself. Like for me, like specifically, I'm also an actor. And if my boyfriend is an actor too. So you have to be pretty secure within yourself to not feel like there's competition between each
other.
Right. So I think it's not for everyone. I've definitely felt like that in the past with another artist. I was like, wow, I'm really like competing with you. And like, this is not good. And it made me angry. So that was like a negative experience. However, I do think it's really cool.
How do you separate that?
I couldn't with that person, but the person I'm with now.
Is it because you're happier, more secure with yourself?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. And I think
that's the key.
It is. I think for any relationship, whether if you are in the same field or if you're not, you got to be somewhat secure within yourself and you got to know your worth and you got to know how to be your own person without letting that person's life and success and career and money affect you because you are two separate people.
Yep.
Yeah.
One little short little hot topic is the importance of good style.
Yeah.
A lot of artists, I think we both are attracted to them because they always have nice style.
Yes.
Except Pat needed a little bit of help. I'm just kidding. But he totally came from the East Coast and he always tells me, he's like, Heather, I had really good style on the East Coast. Like I was really fashionable because he was like really Hamptons. Preppy.
Oh yeah. Well, he's from Virginia.
He had like polo, like bright polos. Yeah. And I was like, honey, no.
No.
So we gave him a little set. He's great now. He has got like a little vintage
cool
going.
Yeah, see, that's good.
He always goes, I'm so vintage. I'm like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. You're so LA. You're so California.
But it is really important for a guy to have good style. So
it is, yeah.
Did you have to do any sort of like, you know?
We had to do some reconstructive surgery with James. No, a little bit. No, he's funny because he has like a Western style kind of almost, like being from Texas, but like a hip modern Western style. So we'll wear like a cool belt with like, you know, nice skinny jeans.
Will he take risks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. We went to this like, we went to this 80s party and he fully dressed up. He pulled out these like, or 70s party. He pulled out these bell bottoms out of his closet and I was like, why do you have these pants? I'm like, where did you get these? He's like, I bought them years ago because I thought they were like rad. And I was like, but went so full out. And I was like, see, I love that. That's so sick. You know?
I think the most important thing with guy style, and I think most people are like afraid to do this, but the biggest thing is that you own it.
Yeah.
If you feel good in it, we're all going to be like, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But if you're like not confident and you're like, oh crap, everyone's like looking at me. Like,
exactly. Then it's no good.
It's probably not going
to
work out.
But you know, girls love style.
Yeah, I know.
Style and cute butts. Yeah. I mean, can we?
I know. It's so true, right?
Okay. Now let's talk about how to be Instagram official. So did you and your boyfriend announce it in a special way? Did you like actually like think about it, strategize? Was it just kind of like, happened?
Not at all. I think actually it's because of the way that we met through a music video, right? Music video shoot. So we were actually on set with each other. So the director was posting stuff of us together. And then like everyone started posting pictures of us on set and whatever. And then, you know, a couple weeks/month-ish later, it was like, oh, we're actually dating. So it was like, oh, wait, isn't that the guy that was in the music video?
Right.
Oh, that's cool. Wait, you're dating? Oh, that's awesome. So it kind of just was effortlessly. I don't think it was like, oh, look at my baby.
Here we go, you baby. Let's and post.
No, not at all. Not at all. But it is so funny though, because you hear others talk about it and they're like, so are we going to post? Like,
Like, when is the right time to be Instagram official?
I won't name names, but it's like, oh, wow, you made the feed.
Yeah, did you guys have, like, a specific... Oh, yeah, I had someone... someone, like, had coffee with Patrick, and they were like, you know, I don't think Heather's into you because she hasn't posted on her feed. I'm like, what the heck? I
mean, what does that even mean? Like, relax.
I'm like, first of all, we live together. Second of all, I have posted, but I don't, you know, not every post.
What does that even mean? Like, relax, you know?
Yeah. I always tell people, like, take Instagram out of, like, relationships or dating. Like, don't factor that into, like, any sort of meaning. Like, everyone's different about it. Like, some people post all the time. Some people post never. Some people, it's just, like, so.
I mean, what it is, like, also you have to remember, like I said earlier, we are two separate people in any relationship that we're in. We're two separate people. Obviously, you want to show off your significant other and you want to show, oh, wow, this is the person that I love, because you should. However, like, does every waking, breathing moment need to be a post with your significant other?
But probably if you don't post, then you don't love me.
But if you don't post, wow, you don't love me. No, I don't agree with that. I think it's just like, it's a choice. And obviously, if you're taking a cute picture together, for sure, fuck it, post it, you know, like, whatever.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Do you think there's like a special time to be Instagram official?
You know, like, it might be weird if you've been together for like 8 years and you've never posted anything. I think that would be a little strange. So I'd probably say a little sooner than later. however, I don't think there's rules, but I would say, I mean, if you've been dating someone for a little bit, you might want to, you know,
I always err on the side of like, not too soon.
What if stuff doesn't work
out? Because then it's like, you're basically, remember how we talked about keeping your dating life private and public?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, telling your family a little too prematurely. Yeah. And then things changing. So like, give it, I believe in things happen in threes.
Yeah.
I always talk about that on my show and dating. Like,
that's cool.
Like, you know, in three, usually by the third month, you're going to figure out if by the third date, you either know if you love if you want the person.
Yeah. And if you're not seriously interested.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want a relationship or not with them by the third month, you either, you will have usually your first fight happens around the third month.
Yeah.
Then by the, absolutely. There's all these different rules. There's all these different things that happen in threes.
Yeah.
Usually by the third year of being together, you either are like getting engaged or married, you move on to the next step.
Right. Or you're moved in together. You're just taking things more seriously. Or,
right. Yeah. So a lot of things happen in threes. So I say Instagram official, like, wait 3 months. That's my little that's my little rule. I'm like, you know, by that time you should have your
And if first you're serious about this person thing. And you really feel that way, then for sure. Yeah. You should definitely.
But of course, all rules can be broken. Okay.
Yes, of course.
No. Case by case.
That is good, though.
Yeah.
That's actually a smart way to look at it, for sure.
Okay. This is something that I really want to talk to you about. Mm-hmm. So you kind of mentioned, like, being yourself in a relationship and how important that is. And I totally agree. And it's also something that I think is really easy to let slip away.
Yeah.
So I wanted you to, you know, talk about like your experience with that and your experience. Like, did you ever slip away? Did you ever kind of get lost in the relationship and then go, wait?
I think honestly, like, I'll be very honest. Like, lately I've been like, wow, I really need to, not that I've been like losing myself at all, but I just need to like remember, okay, what is life before meeting this person? And like, what do I enjoy doing? And, you know, I think it's also important to find time for yourself. And I think that's also something that James and I have talked about. It's just like, you know, like,
do you guys live together, by the way?
No, we don't.
Okay, got it.
So we live very close to each other, which is very convenient. But no, we don't live with each other yet. However, it's like, we're always with each other every waking, breathing moment, right? So it's like, okay, so how do we just find our own middle ground of like still doing us and still doing our own thing and whatever? And I think he's probably a little bit like, definitely like better at doing that because he's been in another serious relationship. So he kind of, not that he knows how it rolls because every relationship is different. But for me, I'm just like, oh, okay. You know what? Maybe I just need a moment for myself and like, I want to go do this errand by myself or just those small things. I think that's important. And also like staying true to who you are, you shouldn't completely change your life for another person. I think it's good and fine to like conform to certain things in certain ways. Cause obviously you love that person and you want to be probably with them for the rest of your life. So that's a very important thing to do is, you know, also like building and growing with each other while still being your own person and still not losing yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I think also it should be more accepted to, I think there's like this thing of like, no, I just want to be alone right now. And it's like, oh my God, are you mad?
No.
It's, and I think it's got to be more of like, we gotta figure out a way to like make it cool.
Yeah. No, I know.
Like, how can
I totally agree with you.
What's a term we can coin? We came up with a really.
I need
with
space. A really, it sounds terrible.
I need space. We need to be like, I'm just going to give me some do me time.
Yeah, I just need some. Just need some alone time. That sounds bad too. You know.
Yeah. What is it?
But you know what I'm trying to say.
By the end of this, but we'll figure out something before we release the episode and be like, put it under the hashtag. Be like, okay, here's what it is.
Here's what it is. Yes.
I think we gotta make that acceptable because it's something that is so important.
And then people think it's like, oh, am I offending you? You know, like
no, but it shouldn't be because and also to be the best person in the relationship for the other person, you have to be to be fully and it goes happy back and to alive like yourself. Being
loving yourself and having your own self-confidence and not completely relying on someone else to make you happy because you're not going to, what does Rip Paul say? You ain't nobody going to love you until you love yourself or something along those lines. I'll look it up later. Mess that up. But yeah, he's like, honey, no, ain't nobody going to love you until you love yourself.
This is true.
Yeah. And it's so true.
Yeah. I think for me, I, last year, like, you know, this was my first like more serious relationship and we live together now. Mm-hmm. We just started working together.
Yeah.
So we're with each other a lot, but I think I'm like for 2020 in particular, I have made it like, I'm like this year, last year I had a lot of like health problems, different things that were going on. So I couldn't necessarily do some of the things that I wanted to do, but this year I'm like, I'm going to make it such a point to have my girls' nights to catch up with all of my friends all the time, you know, have my time of, you know, working out alone, doing errands alone, like those little things. And it has nothing against Patrick. I love him to death.
No,
but it's like, you have to have your time.
It's that stigma where it's like, oh, wow, like you're not spending every waking, breathing moment with a person. You must not love them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, okay, here's the thing. Like, we have separate lives too. You know, as much as we do everything together or we like doing things together, it's also important to do you. You know?
And it makes the relationship better.
Because think about it. Before meeting that person, you probably did do you. So
That's all I did.
Yeah. You got to like find that middle ground.
So I always close up my episodes with the tip of the week.
Okay.
And so our tip of the week, I think, should be carve out your you time.
Yeah.
Come up with actionable ways to be alone and do something that's all just you.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you're single, same thing. You know, find your time to feel like you. Because I think even if you're single, like sometimes you'll fill those things with friends or like...
Yeah, of course.
You know, you'll fill it with all these different things. But like, what do you love? Like, what can you do alone and like feel alive?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have some times where it's like, I'll just take a car ride and just dance in the car and scream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, scream like songs.
Yes, of course. Like, No, I totally get that. That's like so me every time I drive home from working out. I'm like, it's important because you like, I think you learn so much about yourself when you're alone.
You do. So one of my best things when I first moved to LA was I lived alone in a studio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Most miserable thing in the world.
I know.
Best growing years.
Oh, that's me. I literally lived alone for 2 years. I've had my own apartment for two years. I'm like, it's great because
It will just ruin space. You, but also make who you are.
I've definitely had my depressive times where I'm like, wow, I just wish I had a friend right now, like a roommate.
And then you're like, wait, there's no one. Oh my God. I remember I made a friend. I went to a park. So I was in that moment where I was like, I'm just going to go to a park and try to make a friend.
Talk to someone.
Oh yeah. I was talking to everyone.
Oh yeah. I know. Yep. I find that about myself too.
Guess what though? I made a friend and they're still my friend.
That's good.
You know? So you never know, guys.
You literally never know.
Still... Shout out Joe. Love you. He's a dancer too.
Oh, really?
Amazing. Yeah. So, Victoria, where can we find you? You're such an awesome person.
Thanks.
We want to keep following you and knowing what's going on. So, where can we find you?
So, my name is Victoria Baldessera. I have Instagram at Vic Baldessera. I don't really use Twitter anymore, sadly. But,
you did before and you stopped?
I did. Yeah, I really did until like last year. So, might not want to follow me on there.
What happened?
You can find my Poshmark. I just started selling some clothes.
And she is looking stylish.
Thanks so much.
Recommend.
I have so much clothes in my closet that have tags and like never been worn. Really good brands too. So you can find my Poshmark, Victoria Baldessera, and Facebook, Victoria Baldessera. So yeah. Thank you, guys.
These people with the constant same usernames, I swear.
Oh, I know.
Mine's like, you can find me Heather A. Hopkins, the Heather Hop, Heather Hopkins 1, Heather Hopkins 5/6 apostrophe.
Yeah. No, that's I'm actually surprised that I have my stuff together like that. Cause like,
good for you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. And you know where to find me at Heather A. Hopkins. I post all the updates of the show, all the new announcements, and I love you all. Make sure you do the tip of the week. See you later.
Bye.
Give The Hookup with Heather Hopkins a listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you're so nice, please leave a review on iTunes. Thank you.